Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Unfortunately, Pastor Kathy could not be with us this evening, so I will bring a word this evening. Amen? Praise God. So let us say a prayer, and then welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge that your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job. Anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. And when we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. May the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And, oh Lord, when we leave this place, give us traveling mercies. Bless our families and homes to be in order as we left it. Lord, we thank you for everything you have done, everything you're doing, and everything you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it. There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. Many times when I had nobody to turn to but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him,
call on him,
pleaded with the Lord to heal,
call on him,
down on my knees I called on him, hey,
call on
all
him.
All of a sudden I heard a voice singing deep.
It will be
might be going through trials and tribulations, and your heavy laden burden, Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing, the God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Pleading, the Lord will hear your cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call him. And hear his voice speaking way deep down inside. He's saying,
Heavenly Father, we ask you to protect our children physically, emotionally, and spiritually, mentally, and in every way, with everything that's going on in the world today. We ask that you wrap your loving arms around our children, protect them, and keep them safe from all hurt, harms, and dangers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Stop it.
I am the one. A need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word,
about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed.
I am.
Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
Can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can be peace.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, which is entitled Good Soil. And Luke 18:15 says, the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Do you ever wonder what it takes to grow in Christ? In the parable of the sower, Jesus explains the kind of heart that's receptive to his word. He says we must hear the word. We don't allow the teaching of scripture to merely pass through our ears. Rather, we listen to and apply it. We are willing to have any area sniffed, refined, and liberated by his truth. Be honest, open, transparent, and genuine with the Lord. Be good, which means turn toward God. We know this because when the rich young ruler called Jesus a good teacher, Jesus replied, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. Mark 10:18. So we must be people who seek to have his character and purge all things that opposes him from our lives. Hold the word fast, keeping possession of it. We never let go or doubt God, even when we don't understand our circumstances. Bear fruit, being productive and examining the fruit of our lives regularly, and persevere, staying the course always, because that's how we become mature and produce a great harvest for his name. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, make our heart good soil for your word, and make it abundantly fruitful. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. And that is our devotional message for this evening, good soil. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Unfortunately, Pastor Kathy could not be with us this evening, so I will be bringing the word. Amen? To God be the glory. So at this time, I will play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Heavenly Father, may you mend every broken heart, touch all who needs healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, this is simple. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
trouble when I'm sick.
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel a mold of me. Yes.
And no matter,
no matter what the touch, his blood
always brings me.
Somebody gotta cry out, Jesus,
sustain.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him.
Sustain me.
My Lord. Jesus.
Sustain.
Yes, he does.
Sustains me.
Late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me.
When I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me.
Trouble.
God is sustaining.
Trouble all the time.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you feel.
Your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We pray every Tuesday through Thursdays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Dear God, we want to thank you for all of those things you do that we never see, helping us get through each day safely, making sure our family is protected, and all of the other countless blessings you bestow upon us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Command of sky and sea. have no words, and I don't deserve your glorious love. Is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no
Father, please keep our families, friends, and loved ones safe today. Lord, watch over them and let good health, happiness, answered prayers, and many blessings be their portion. If someone is hurting today, may you comfort them with your love, grace, and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play two selections, and after the selections, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise. are God.
You are God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and
praise.
It's you are God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's you are God.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship.
overflow in my heart and permeate all my soul. All my soul is yours. All my soul. All my soul. All my soul. All my soul is yours.
Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4. That's 1 Peter, chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 7 through 11. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. But you could read from any Bible that makes you feel comfortable and give you a better understanding of the word. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11 says, "The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another." Verse 11 says, "Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God Himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. Amen." Praise be to God. So you see in these scriptures, verses says that we should live expectantly because Christ is coming soon. Getting ready to meet Christ involves continually growing in love for God and for others. And you'll find in Matthew 22:37-40, it is important to pray regularly and to each and to reach out to needy people. Your possessions, statues, and power will mean nothing in God's kingdom. Amen? But you will spend eternity with other people. Invest your time and talents where they will make an eternal difference. Our ability should be faithfully used in serving others. None are for our own exclusive enjoyment. Some people, well aware of their abilities, believe that they have the right to use their abilities as they please. Others feel that they have no special talents at all. Peter addresses both groups in these verses. Everyone has some gifts. Find yours and use them. Peter mentions speaking and serving. Paul lists these and other abilities in Romans 12, 6 through 8. And 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 11, and Ephesians 4 and 11. Even as you seek to discover your gifts, if you see a need in the church, seek to meet it. You may find gifts in areas you might not have guessed. How is God glorified when we use our abilities? When we use them as He directs to help others, they will see Jesus in us and glorify Him for the help they have received. Peter may have been thinking of words. Let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Matthew 5 and 16. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Holy Father, thank you for the gift of your Son to us, that we might know you and experience your salvation. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit to dwell within us as teachers, guide, counselors, and helpers. Thank you for the gifts that the Holy Spirit has imparted to us that we might minister effectively in the name of Christ for your glory in and through the church. Bless us now as we come bringing gifts to you to be used in the advancement of your kingdom's work. We pray in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from 1 Peter 4 and 10 from the RSV Bible. And it says, as each has received a gift, employ it for one another as good stewards of God's various grace. Amen. 1 second. And my title for this message is Using the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Using the gifts of the Holy Spirit. God is the great giver. He has given us His Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, teacher, friend, Lord, and helper. God has also given us the Holy Spirit to dwell within us and enable us to do God's work. The Holy Spirit was given on the day of Pentecost to accomplish a number of significant purposes. He came to identify Jesus Christ as the risen, living Lord and Messiah. He was given to unite the followers of Christ into a living body in which Christ could dwell and continue His work of redemption in the world. The Holy Spirit was given to identify the church to the Jewish people as the new Israel, through whom God would carry forward His eternal redemptive purpose. He was given to enable and to empower the church to succeed in preaching the gospel to the ends of the world, of the earth. Amen. He was given to impart and to plant the confession, Jesus Christ is Lord. At the very center of every person's being, the Holy Spirit was given to produce within each believer the nature and character and personality of Jesus Christ. While the Holy Spirit is the great gift of God to each believer, the scripture teaches us that the Holy Spirit imparts spiritual gifts to every member of the church, that each one might fulfill the function God has for him or her. Amen. Tonight, my message is divided into 3 paragraphs. Amen. Praise God. The first paragraph is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Reference to the variety of gifts of the Holy Spirit for ministering in the church and through the church to the world are listed in several different books of the New Testament. And these are the books. Paul lists some of the gifts of the Spirit in his letter to the church at Rome, and that's in Romans 12, 3 through 8. When you have time, you can read those scriptures. Amen. Again, that's Romans 12, 3 through 8. One of the major sections on the gift, on the gifts of the Spirit is chapters 12 through 14 of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Amen? That's Corinthians chapter 12 through 14. In this passage, Paul was dealing with a problem that was dividing the church. Extravagant emphasis on the value and use of the gift of speaking in tongues and a lack of emphasis on love as the supreme gift of the Spirit. In the letter to the Ephesians, Paul lists more gifts of the Spirit in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. Praise God. Number two, the nature of the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are all grace gifts. They are bestowed by the Holy Spirit rather than merit or earned for outstanding service. They may take the form of talents, but in reality, they are gifts from the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are His sovereign gifts. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 in the NIV Bible. Amen? The gifts of the Holy Spirit are functional gifts. The gifts of the Spirit are not like decorative ornaments to be worn or boxes of candy to be enjoyed. Rather, they enable believers to minister as the body of Christ and are intended to produce harmony and effectiveness in service. Praise God. 14 and 5. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are primarily for the congregation, that is, for the good of the church. Verse 12. This is not to imply that the individual is not edified or built up by receiving a gift from the Holy Spirit. To every believer, there is given a gift from the Holy Spirit. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. In Romans 12, 6, in the NIV Bible. As far as we can observe, the scripture teaches that each believer has received at least one gift from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Discovering and using your spiritual gift. How are we to be certain concerning our spiritual gifts? Is there a way by which we can discover them? We should study the scriptural list of the gifts of the Spirit and then examine ourselves sincerely and honestly to see if we have some talent, gift, or inclination that would indicate that God has placed upon us the blessings and the burden of a particular gift. Amen. We should experiment with acts of faith as we feel led, trusting the Spirit for guidance. We can do this by identifying needs about us that we believe we can meet, and then do what we can to meet those needs. We may discover that we have the gift after we have met a particular need. We should examine our spiritual satisfaction. If we get a particular joy out of doing a certain type of Christian service, it could be that we are working in the area in which the Holy Spirit has given us a gift. Amen? We should evaluate this in service. Certainly, it would follow that if we cannot carry a tune, we do not have the gift of singing, solos, or being a part of a singing group. The gifts of the Spirit are for the building up of the church. If what we attempt to do does not build up the church, then it probably follows that it is not an area in which we have a gift. Praise God. We should recognize the affirmation of other believers. Many times others who are more mature in the faith will recognize your gifts before you do. When others commend you for a service that is rendered, they may be giving you a clue concerning what your gift is. Amen? Praise be to God. Okay. The destruction of the Jewish church and nation foretold by our Savior was very near, and the speedy approach of death and judgment concerns all, to which these words naturally lead our minds. Our approaching end is a powerful argument to make us sober in all worldly matters and earnest in religion. There are so many things amiss in all that unless love covers, excuses, and forgives in others, the mistake and faults for which everyone needs the forbearance of others, Satan will prevail to stir up division and discord. But we are not to suppose that charity will cover or make amends for the sins of those who exercise it as an inducement to God to forgive them. The nature of a Christian's work, which is high work and hard work, the goodness of the master and the excellence of the reward all require that our endeavors should be serious and earnest. And in all the duties and service of life, we should aim at the glory of God as our chief end. He is a miserable, unsettled wretch who clings to himself and forgets God, is only perplexed about his credit and gain and base ends, which are often broken and which when he attains both, he and they must shortly perish together. But he who has given up himself and his all to God may say confidently that the Lord is his portion, and nothing but glory through Christ Jesus is solid and lasting, that abideth forever. Praise be to God. And before, and as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say that God has given to humankind the gift of his Son. Have you received this gift in your heart? Have you let him become your Savior, teacher, friend, and helper? If you have received his Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior, you have also received the gift of his Holy Spirit. When we become the children of God, God sends the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. Galatians 4 and 6. If you have received God's Son and Spirit, then there is a gift of gifts that the Holy Spirit has given to you in order that you might be a living, vital, functioning part of the body of Christ. May God bless you and use you greatly as you recognize and respond to the gift of gifts the Holy Spirit has given you for ministering in the world. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you, as it is always on to me. And again, if you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to be saved, and all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' name I pray and believe that it is already done. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find a good Bible-based church. Amen? A church that preaches the Bible. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again. In Jesus' name, shalom. Good night, everybody.
Belongs to you. Belongs into his glorious life of redemption. Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.